Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Sometimes you're standing in the jama'ah and the imam is reciting verses of the Quran and you're wondering in your mind, gosh, I really wish I could recite like that. Or you hear someone talking about how they read 3 or 4 or maybe 5 or 6 juz in one day. And you start thinking to yourself, gosh, I could barely make it through one page. Sometimes this is due to just circumstances in life that you weren't given the opportunity to memorize the Quran or even learn to read it. Maybe at a young age, life threw you into the deep end. And for others, it could be a result of missed opportunities. You accepted Islam at a later point in your life. Or maybe as a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you hidayah and allowed you to understand the importance of this deen at a later point in your life. It's so easy to get lost in looking at other people and at the same time losing confidence in yourself. How will I ever become that? Well, first things first, don't lean too much on yourself. Rely much more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in our own abilities, maybe we can't accomplish much. But if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect our desires, our dreams to Allah azza wa jal, He is the creator of the universe. The Quran is His kalam. He created you. And He can change anything for anyone that He wants whenever He wills. Your task is to continuously ask from Allah. I can't tell you the number of times where I've spoken to children that are memorizing the Quran. And I ask them, how is it for you? And they say, Sheikh, I'm really struggling. And the next time I see them, I ask them again, how is it going? And they say, I'm really struggling. And every time I see them, I keep asking them. Until one day, and this is not a one-off story. This is a common occurrence. One day I asked that person, how many juz have you memorized? And they say, Shaykh, alhamdulillah, over the last few months I memorized 10 juz. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up my mind. Allah azza wa jalla lift the barrier. When I was in madrasa, my teacher told my mother on many occasions that your son will not be able to ever memorize the Quran. Because I really struggled a lot. In almost 3 years, I had barely memorized 7 ajza. My mother was a convert to Islam. She only had one dream, that her son memorizes the Quran. So she kept saying to my sheikh, try more, try more. And I remember one night distinctly, it was after Isha Salah, my sheikh had left the masjid and he was walking down the stairs. He was on the way down in the middle of the staircase and my mother met him on the way. She came to drop me off from Kentucky. We were in New York. And she said to the sheikh that, please give him one more chance. Because the sheikh said to my mother that this kid, you'd rather put him in school, maybe he can get some other things accomplished in life. Hifz isn't for him. And my mother said to him, sheikh, please give him one more chance. I'm going to make dua day and night for him. My sheikh then said to my mother, I will give him a chance. However, on the condition that he promises that whatever he eats will be tayyib. As long as he becomes more particular about what he consumes. What he eats and drinks, tell him to stop eating all the candy, all the soda, everything. Stop it all. Just focus on eating that which is halal and wholesome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that within the next 6 to 8 months, I was able to memorize 23 ajza of the Quran. It had nothing to do with the individual and everything to do with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time someone completed their memorization of the Quran, and they sat at the front of the gathering reading their last sabak, I was the kid sitting in the crowd that would have his head lowered down crying and saying, Ya Allah, I'm never going to be able to accomplish this. I never thought I would be in this position. It was beyond my wildest dreams. Nothing changed in the human being. The only thing that changed was the Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a Pakistani bus, if you guys have ever been to Pakistan, they really decorate their buses. They write a lot of nice things on there. They have these fancy horns. They look like a bride, actually. So on a particular bus, the following lines were written. Na injan ki khubi, na driver ka kamal, bas Allah ke sahare chali ja rahi hai. That there is nothing special about the engine in this vehicle, and neither is the driver anyone special. Bas Allah ke sahare chali ja rahi hai. By the Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue to roll along this road. Allah azza wa ta'ala allows us to move along, so we go on with life. Never give up. Never give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how hard it is, if you're sitting there as an adult next to six-year-old kids and they can read more fluently than you and that hits your ego, it's okay. If you've been struggling to memorize the Quran and you keep giving up and you keep starting and you keep giving up, it's okay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left a hadith for people like us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Al-mahiru bil Quran ma'a safaratil kiramil barara. Walladhi yaqra'u al-Quran wa yatata'ta'u fihi wa huwa alayhi shaqqun lahu ajran." The one who is skilled in the Quran is with the noble and pious angels. And the one who reads the Qur'an and stammers in it, yatata'ta'u, struggles in reciting it, وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ, it is difficult for him, لَهُ أَجْرَانٌ, will receive two rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two rewards. You get double the reward. What is the second reward for? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi says, one reward is for the recitation, the second is for the struggle. You receive the benefit of the struggle. When you're struggling and you feel like giving up and you don't give up, you are being rewarded for not giving up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the kalam of Allah and on yourself and on your deen. There is a reward in that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the context of Hajj to Sayyida al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, أَجْرُكِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ نَصَبِكِ, that your reward is tied to your effort. The more effort you put in, the more reward you will receive. I once went to my sheikh and I asked him, "Sheikh, memorizing the Quran is so hard. Why does Allah test me like this?" So out of his very, kind nature, at the time I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, he said to me that, "Hussein, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds people back so they can spend more of their time and their life reading the Quran. There are those that memorize the Quran in one juz and they're gone, in 1 year, sorry, and they're gone back to school and then life goes on. And then there are those who Allah Azza wa Jal holds back so they can spend more time with the Quran, more hours of the day. They continue with it, they continue pushing themselves. And it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl that He keeps them connected to the Quran, because it's very possible if this person finished very soon, they would disconnect from the Quran." That added a whole new perspective. That in every musibah is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every musibah, there is some wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have no business asking why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in that difficulty. Just continue to be patient. This was actually something that people desired, that rather than quickly rushing through the Quran, they would spend more time in memorizing the Quran. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi narrates an incident regarding Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he memorized Surah Baqarah over 12 years. And there's another riwayah that tells us over 8 years. Another riwayah tells us over 9 years. Now, many of the commentators of the hadith clarified that this was not due to the lack of his ability to memorize. Neither was it a result of him struggling to practice on it. These were sahaba. When they heard ayat, they brought it into their lives. A part of it was to do with the slow nature of revelation. That as ayat were revealed, they continue to memorize. And because the last ayat of the Quran are also in Surah Baqarah, right? They're also in Surah Ali Imran. They're in those early verses. So the ayat were slowly revealed, and as they were revealed, they continued to implement them and memorize them. But nonetheless, that this period, this idea of stretching out how much time they spent with the Quran, was viewed as virtuous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "For every letter of the Quran you read, you receive 10 rewards." And then in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much it's multiplied. And then if we find ourselves in Laylatul Qadr reading the Quran, Allah azza wa jal knows how much that's multiplied. One of my sons, the younger one, he struggles a lot with reading the Quran. It's hard for him. So it takes him a long time to get through one page. Where his brothers are able to read a juz maybe in 25 minutes, he ends up reading it in 45, 50 minutes. So it takes him a long time. I told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so much reward, more than you can imagine. In one page, how many letters are there? In one juz, how many letters are there? I've never done the calculation myself. But thanks to ChatGPT, I said, you know what, let's see if this works. So these are not verified numbers, but I ended up running these numbers through ChatGPT. And most of the ajza of the Quran, amazingly, are around the 4,000 letter per juz. And I don't think this was coincidental. Most of the ajza of the Quran are how many letter per juz? 4,000, 4,000, 4,200, 4,100, many of them 4,000 on the dot. There were one or two ajza, few ajza that were 4,800. And if you start doing the math from there, you see how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to benefit from that reward. So don't give up on yourself. Even if you don't understand what you're reading, even if you struggle with reciting it, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes you with your struggles, and your reward is there. There are people that have lived before you who have tried to memorize the Quran, and they continue trying until they passed away from this dunya. On their deathbed, they were reading the last verses, trying to get a little bit more in before they departed this world. One of my good friends, who was an imam, his daughter was memorizing the Quran. She was diagnosed with an illness, and she passed away in her early teenage years. And he told me, he said, when I was holding my daughter's hand as she was getting ready to depart from this world, her final words to me were, "Baba, I wish I had completed memorizing the Quran." She had 23 or 24 ajza completed, only a handful left. So this father held his daughter's hand, and Allah knows how much he must have cried. And he said to her, "The next time we meet, we will be celebrating your hifz of the Quran together in Jannah." He buried her, and then later on that night, continued his duty as an imam and led the jama'ah in Maghrib Salah. Life goes on. Very heavy, very hard. فَلَهُ أَجْرَانٌ, two rewards. Never give up, no matter how hard things get. I know people that are new Muslims, and for them, reading the Quran is hard. For those of you that know Fatiha off by heart, you're lucky. They can't do it. They pull out papers from their pocket and try to read a few verses, or maybe put a paper on the ground. Forget the legality of all of this. That's not the focus. The issue is how far they're willing to go to read. And here you and I, some of us have that ability. Cherish it. Make the most of your opportunities and count your blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all and allow us all to be true companions of the Quran. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.